Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Morning, Karen. Let's talk first about House Speaker Mike Johnson. He's been talking about the Republicans possibly bringing some legal action to remove Vice President Harris from the presidential ballot. Is there any basis to this here?
I really don't see any basis whatsoever. The law really allows political parties in this country to create their own rules when it comes to nominating candidates, and there was no official nominee yet, so there really there's never been a vote on it. So I just don't see any possibility of this being successful. I don't even think the party would have standing to come in and bring that type of lawsuit.
An interesting question came up the other day. If Joe Biden were to step down as president and then Harris would become the president, at least for now, and if that did happen, could she still run for president? Well, she could run, but would it be just one term if elected?
The 22nd Amendment says that no person shall be elected more than twice. And if a person fills out a presidency for less than 2 years, that person can run twice. So the bottom line is that a person can only be president for 10 years. So Kamala Harris, if she took over for President Biden, because it's less than 2 years of his term, she could run in November, and then she could run 4 years after that.
Got it. What about Joe Biden talking about changes to the way the Supreme Court works? What are those changes, and how could they be enacted?
Yeah, he's talking about coming up with some sort of ethical code that would be enforceable, so it wouldn't be just an optional code that's out there, which is what they have right now. And he was also talking about the idea of having term limits for the Supreme Court. And interestingly, over 70% of the population, both Democrats and Republicans, think that that would be a great idea. The problem is enacting it. He can't do it by an executive executive rule. It would either have to be something that would be legislative or maybe even a constitutional amendment. But I think that those two things would go a long way toward maybe giving the Supreme Court some more respect. And I think it's across the aisle type of support for that, those types of changes.
We'll see what happens there. We were talking a couple of weeks ago about this very popular streaming show, Baby Reindeer, which I thought in the beginning it was very interesting, then it got a little too weird for me, but a lot of people watched it, and there was a lawsuit. The person that was the real character this was based on sued. Let's talk about this for a minute, and stalking and this issue. You've represented perpetrators and victims here. How effective is the court system at stopping stalking?
Well, the statistics say that 70% of all people stop when there's a restraining order in place. I'm just not sure if that's correct. In my experience, it seems to me that when you have someone who's a serious stalker, and I'm not talking about someone with inept social skills and dating skills, I'm talking about someone who sets out to really destroy somebody, like in this movie where there's destruction, violence, and those types of things, that those people don't get stopped when it comes to a restraining order. It's almost compulsive with them, and it's very, very, it's very frightening and can be deadly. So, I guess it would be less than 50% in my view.
And finally, there was an incident at Wrigley Field Sunday afternoon, and it was caught on TV. Someone was wearing an obscene T-shirt, and so it brings up the question, what can the Cubs do about something like this? And also, there were a couple of cases where players made political gestures as they were rounding the bases. One of the Cardinals homered and cupped his right ear and raised his left fist as he rounded third, sort of a nod to Donald Trump's response after the assassination attempt. And then a Tampa Bay Rays player also, after a double, I guess he pumped his fist and he was saying, fight, fight. What about this? Can these actions or the T-shirt wearing be restricted?
Well, Wrigley Field is a private venue, so fans have no First Amendment rights. Only the government is barred from violating free speech type thing. So Wrigley Field can put in place rules, and actually Wrigley Field does have a rule banning obscene clothing and signs, indecent, profane language, inappropriate behavior, because it's a, you know, it's a wholesome family venue, right? So if there's a T-shirt, and the T-shirt that was in question, you know, had some profane language regarding Joe Biden, but, you know, the political part of that, I don't think Wrigley Field would say anything about it, but the profane part of it, that could be a problem, and that person could be told to take off the shirt or cover it up. Now, in Major League Baseball, again, the Major League Baseball is not the government. So Major League Baseball can ban political comments and political gestures. Hmm. And will they do that? Will they enforce it? I don't know. Again, you know, the only way that this happens is like splash ahead to college sports, and you've got maybe a team that's a state team. If it's a state team, then there's First Amendment rights. So a state school could ban political speech of some type, and if they did, that would be a problem. So, you know, I guess, you know, you just look at it, and these private venues can make their own rules, and they can enforce their own rules.
You can still purchase your offensive T-shirts at many souvenir stands outside the ballpark. It's Karen Conti. More on all of this Sunday afternoon at 3 here on WGN. Thanks, Karen. Have a good day.
You too.